Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke! Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody. Guess what, folks? It's Dueling Tangents time with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian.
Yeah, it is.
That over there is Luke. I'm in the Waukesha studios here at WAUK 540 AM, as well as 101 FM The Shaw. And Luke is over there in the WTTN studios. That's the Solidarity Realty studios, if you didn't know. That's 1580 AM WTTN, as well as 92.7 FM. That's Devil Radio. And you can check us out on the Devil Radio app, as well as, you know, on live on Facebook right now. We just went live. That happened. You ever watch that that series about the Chicago Bulls and Michael Jordan? I forget what it's called.
I haven't finished it yet.
I thought it was really awesome, but I guess Michael Jordan really needed like an edge to go and figure out how to be competitive or something like that. honestly, if he just sidled into a radio show every day, I think he could get that edge if he needed to, because sometimes you just drop some adrenaline. Oh, hi, I'm here. Hi, I'm here. Hi, everybody. What's going on? Going live on Facebook, making things happen.
Yeah.
We're getting
and
this
and
whole
sometimes
brand
we're just
new
finishing
media
up
phase.
We're finishing up other work right before we go on the air here.
Look, man, it's a blending of everything, and it's really a good thing because we are expanding, and I think that's a good thing. To that end, I believe I might be a little absent this week, later this week, but we'll see how things go. But
yeah.
I just don't want anybody to be surprised.
We're not locking Brian up in Evan's basement. Folks, don't worry. He is out in the world doing important work.
While locked in Evan's basement. The problem is that it's a traveling basement. I've named my car Evan's basement.
It was the ongoing joke while you were gone, while Evan was filling in on the board, was yeah. Evan would reassure the listening audience that you were, in fact, not locked in his basement and
you guys were
being adequately fed and watered.
You guys gotta let me in on this joke. I'll play along with you. The joke is that my car's name is Evan's Basement.
That's what it is.
In the car.
Folks, anyway. If you want to join the conversation at any time, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. And Brian, you know, one thing I like to say here on this program, at least for an hour when you and I are on the radio together, or if we are doing it by ourselves, but during Dueling Tangents, I want to say that facts matter.
Yeah, they do. And I also like to say this.
Yes, science.
Yeah.
Yeah. Science matters, facts matter, and that's how policy should work. It's how policy should work. Policy should stem from that.
I would hope so. That's kind of how things should work. Dealing in the same reality
mm-hmm.
or a reality at all is really important, I think. So,
it's absolutely really important, and it's important because, Brian, if you pretend like maybe there's a problem out there, that you allege that there's a problem and you claim that it's out there, but you can never actually back it up, and then the studies go and find, oh, what's that? The opposite of the problem that you were claiming is actually the empirical evidence? What?
Well, let's back up.
Let's fill the people in on what we're discussing, Brian.
Yes, but let's also talk about what empirical evidence is, and let's also talk about what scientific fact and what actual fact is. The fact is that, you know, you can test things the scientific method because things we know are true. You can use a bunch of experiments.
Mm-hmm.
You at anyone in the world can go and do the same exact experiment and come out with the same results anywhere else. So around the world, we all agree that the rock outside is a rock, right? We all know that when we can test that this
mm-hmm.
is a rock, and we have ways of testing that it is a rock. There are procedures to go through to test whether things are rocks. And this is how we know that reality is real, all right? We test it and make sure. It's not just, I believe this really strongly, and a lot of people really believe this really strongly. And I talked to my friend over here, and she said that, you know, maybe that, you know, her grandmother used to rub, you know, things on her face, and that's what cured cancer, but that's not really it.
Because
you can do empirical studies to see if rubbing crap on your face will actually cure cancer. And as from what we understand scientifically and throughout the world, while, you know, thoughts and prayers can help and positive vibes have shown to be helpful, it doesn't necessarily mean that that is the cure or that helps ever. So I guess what I'm saying is we have to think about things in a scientific way to see whether things are real or not. And there are ways of investigating to find out the veracity of any given statement, any given hypothesis. Generally, a scientific experiment, you start off with a hypothesis. I think this is going to happen. And then you find devise a way to test whether that happens or not. And that's generally the way how things work. And investigation should go this way. This is what I think. Let's say I think that let's just pull something out of nowhere. Like, I think the 2020 election was rigged and or fraudulent in any way, shape, or form. So we have to find ways to test that to see if anything happened.
Yeah, so then you would come up with, okay, well, how was it rigged? Well, Dropboxes were rigged, Brian.
Okay, then how does that work?
Well, you would think that they would be able to prove that there was the evidence there that widespread fraud stemmed from absentee ballot Dropbox use. But unfortunately, we got a headline over the AP, Brian, that taking all of this long-winded, really long walk to get to a short drink of water, headline over the AP, no major problems with ballot Dropboxes in 2020 AP fines.
Yeah, this is from July 17th, and this is Anthony Izaguirre and Christina Cassidy. By the way, if you look at a media bias chart, I just double-checked today just to make sure. If you look at a media bias chart and it says which one skews right, which one skews left, it'll tell you which media conglomerate skews one way or the other for you or for your whoever's around you. AP News is dead center for facts and dead center for straight up. Like, neither left nor right.
Middle of the road. As middle of the road as you can get. Arbiter calling balls and strikes. AP News. Associated Press. And their headline, and this is an interesting piece, Brian, so I want to read from it.
Yeah, let's do it.
The expanded use of Dropboxes for mailed ballots during the 2020 election did not lead to any widespread problems, according to an Associated Press survey of state election officials across the U.S. that revealed no cases of fraud, vandalism, or theft that could have affected the results.
Huh.
There's a very definitive opening paragraph to this piece.
Yeah, that's very specific and very scientific as well, I would say.
Yeah. The findings from both Republican and Democrat-controlled states run contrary to claims made by former President Donald Trump and his allies, who have intensely criticized their use and falsely claimed that they were a target for fraud. Dropboxes are considered by many election officials to be safe and secure and have been used to varying degrees by states across the political spectrum. Yet conspiracy theories and efforts by Republicans to eliminate or restrict them since the 2020 election persist. This month, the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that Dropboxes are not allowed under state law and can no longer be widely used. So here in Wisconsin, we are the front grounds right now for not only an attempt to continue to undermine the 2020 election by claiming that there's fraud out there and going through the legal cases that Gableman and his team are insisting that they have the right to demand interviews with election officials and all of the rigmarole, I can't say that word today. It's a Tuesday.
Rigmarole.
There we go. But going through all of that just to claim that there's fraud without being able to produce fraud more than a year after the investigation, going more than $300,000 over their budget. And still, the case goes before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and because it was not specific, because Dropboxes are not specifically outlined in state law, their use therefore cannot be sanctioned by the state, is essentially what the Wisconsin Supreme Court said. Not that they're illegal, not that there's anything wrong with Dropboxes, but they're not specifically outlined in state law, therefore they cannot be used. Again, the Wisconsin legislature did not give any guidance to the Wisconsin Elections Commission during the 2020 election. And since Dropboxes had been used in previous elections, they said, hey, this is a decent way to be able to collect absentee ballots from your voters in your municipal clerks, more than 1,800 municipal clerks around the state, trying to conduct an election in the worst pandemic that we've seen in 100 years. And they use this boogeyman, absentee ballot drop boxes to you still hear it since the decision about 2 weeks ago now, a week and a half ago, from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Former President Donald Trump, Timothy Rantham, and other Republican and conservative back groups have called for the decertification of the 2020 election results in Wisconsin, despite there's no legal grounds to do that. There's no proof that there was widespread fraud because absentee ballot drop boxes were used, but they are continuing to use this boogeyman despite the fact that facts say there was no widespread fraud.
Here's what you need to know about this.
Drop boxes are safe.
Robin Voss, who authorized this entire thing, has said you can't actually take back the election. You can't. He's the one who said you can't take it back. But also, we said, well, why don't you just give us records or stop this investigation? I got to keep it going. No way of doing anything.
No.
But still got to keep the investigation.
He also, before the 2020 election, condoned Dropbox uses. When the Wisconsin Elections Commission voted unanimously 6-0 to use the absentee ballot drop boxes, Robin Voss was on board with it at that point.
But at least it wasn't until yard sign.
It wasn't until Donald Trump, not even Republicans, because again, Republicans across the state, down ballot Republicans did well in the 2020 election still. Donald Trump lost. Republicans chose not to reelect Donald Trump. It was Republican voters that made that choice. And now there's a concerted effort to try to undermine election officials and the elections process in the state of Wisconsin because Republicans don't want to own up to the fact that they were the ones that chose not to give Trump the victory in Wisconsin. That's what it comes down to. And they are throwing a temper tantrum, effectively. There's fraud there. Well, prove the fraud, please. There's fraud there.
That's the point, is that we need to hold them to the standards of any sort of science whatsoever. Can you show me any proof whatsoever?
Facts are supposed to matter, Brian, and to the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin and to conservative voters and promoters of the big lie around the country, facts just don't matter anymore to them.
I always ask them, okay, that's great. There was total fraud in ballot drop boxes. How does it work? And then I get from, Clay, you Democrats and inflation. Oh, change the subject? What, you got nothing, buddy, because you can't explain it. You just think that they're bad.
You got nothing. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got your phone calls when you're calling up the lines, 844-967-2789. We got a ton of other topics we're going to get into. We're going to dive into those Wisconsin headlines when we get back.
Yes, science!